Howdy, folks. Well, yesterday I went downtown figuring to buy one of those new cars, you know, with the two fins. There's something fishy about that two fin business. Two fins won't even pay for the windshield wiping, believe me. I guess you figured by now that I'm Pat Buttram for a delicious double mint chewing gum to bring you just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
You know, it seems like down in Washington lately, there's a lot of talk about money. They're cutting us taxpayers up real good there. I don't rightly understand all that big money talk. Seems like billions are just peanuts. And we taxpayers are the nuts that are getting shelled. I imagine they know what they're doing, though, and taxes are sure necessary. The way they explain it to me is we've got to spend billions send it to the backward nations, you know, so they can move forward. And then we spend more billions. We spend more on defense in case they get too forward. Like I say, it's mighty confusing. I'm an optimist, though. I always was. I'm the sort, when I get chased up a tree by a lion, I just sit there and enjoy the scenery. Right now, the scenery's kind of pretty around here. I'm going to sit here and just look at Paula Richards while the Jack Halloran Quartet sing I Feel a Song Coming On.
I feel a song coming on, and I'm warning you, it's a victorious, happy and glorious new strain. I feel a song coming on, it's a melody full of the laughter of children out after the rain. You'll hear a tuneful story ringing through ya, love and glory, hallelujah, and now that my troubles are gone, let the heavenly drums go on drumming, cause I feel a song coming on.
You'll hear a tuneful story ringing through ya, love and glory, hallelujah, and now,
hallelujah, and now that my troubles are gone, let the heavenly drums go on drumming, cause I feel a song coming on.
You know, folks, right now I'm holding in my hand five keys. Magic keys, really, they are. They're keys to happy relaxation and to clean teeth and to a pleasant breath and improved digestion and a cool, moist, refreshed mouth. Actually, I'm holding a package of double mint chewing gum. I guess you figured that. But every healthful stick is, like I said, it's a key to open the door to so many pleasant helps and wonderful chewing enjoyment for you. And that's just another way of saying that double mint gum is much more than a pleasurable treat. It does you good in many helpful ways, too. So buy some today, will you, so you can start enjoying it soon. Key wrecked? All right. Right now, here's another key. The symphony will play in the key of A-flat, approximately. They're going to play the Volga Boatman. in pretty fast there, wasn't it? Yeah. Of course, I think they got off of the Volga and onto the Arkansas River for a little while there. I was talking a while ago about talking about money and getting back to that. It's such a pleasant subject, you know. I guess you've heard about how due to inflation now, money is it's so popular now lately that they can't print the stuff fast enough. I've heard of factories that get 6 or 8 months behind in production. Now, what if Uncle Sam got that far behind in producing folding money? Oh, if that happened, we couldn't even pay these boys in the orchestra. And they could never play for you music such as this. That means it's Buttram bonus time. The moment a busy world, floundering in the quicksand of its petty trivialities, stops floundering and gives hark to what Buttram has to say. Now, today you'll be mighty glad that you harked, because I'm on a don't-do-that kick today. I'm going to talk about people that go overboard on certain subjects, you know. Hobby addicts, that's what the psychiatrists call them. Now, take the power tool addict. I hope your husband's not one of these. This is a character that takes over the best room in the house for a workshop and clutters it up with $2,500 worth of machinery. And then after 6 months of sawing and drilling and pounding and sanding, he emerges triumphantly with a footstool worth a fast dollar and a quarter. Now, of course, many of the wives say that the husband who is a hi-fi addict, they say, they're about as balmy as they come. There's two types of hi-fi addicts. The audiophile, he's not so bad. He merely is nuts over recorded music, that's all. But the other one, now, this is a fella that's so berserk that he's been known to tear out the side of the house to install 10-foot horns there. But some of you women, you're addicts to other things, too. Lately, a lot of women, they've whipped themselves into a lather over gadget cookery. They buy all sorts of gadgets, as grinders, slicers, soup tasters, pancake turners, automatic prune pitters, electric baby changers, things like that, you know. And then they cook with rare herbs, weird flavoring extracts, and exotic seaweeds, and the ground bark from a rare Indonesian Lespedeza tree. And they whip this into dishes that are found only on the tables of King Farouk and Ali Khan. Yes, sir, a hobby addict is real gone. I know a man who's a hi-fi enthusiast, and tonight he's going home and play a new record called Contusion for Percussion. This is so hi-fi that last night when he played it, it rattled every dish in the china closet and broke 4 cups. Tonight he'll try for the teapot. Well, that's our Buttram bonus for today. I hope you're satisfied with it. In any case, you can get yourself a lot of satisfaction out of chewing refreshing double mint gum. It always feels so good to have something to sink your teeth into, and then that pleasant, steady chewing, it lasts as long as you want it to. And at the same time, of course, delicious double mint, it's so light and pure and wholesome, you can enjoy just as much as you want. Or as often as you want, either. So treat yourself to the swell satisfaction of chewing healthful, enjoyable, double mint gum, will you? Well, I see Paula Richards taking a deep breath, which means she's probably going to sing Summertime. Are jumping Well, that's the end of the road for just entertainment today. Remember to buy a double mint when you're shopping today, will you? And remember to enjoy it often. Just chew it after every meal for sure. Keep your teeth clean. Well, I'm Pat Buttram, and the other day I saw a pretty good traffic sign. It said, go slow. This is a one-hearse town. That's something to think about. Goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.